Solitude closing in. A Dimension 20 Fantasy High fan fiction. Written by Bucky's Bears and read by God of Laundry Baskets. It is rated Gen and features Ada Agfort, Eowyn Abernat, and Rog Barkrock. The frantic muttering and occasional sounds of thumping signaled to Ada that something was wrong. Ada did not like when things went wrong. Living on Leviathan, there was some sort of crisis or emergency or riot or disaster happening just about all the time, and she'd gotten very used to tuning out the constant stress that came with it, favoring long nights alone amongst her rows of books in her observatory. Mordred Manor was chaotic in a much different way. It was loud, but happy. It was warm. If Ada had to put a feeling to the word home, the feeling she got in Mordred Manor would be it. It was strange, the contrast. She found herself returning to the streets of Leviathan with increasing irregularity. The big dinner they'd had in the backyard, she was told it was a cookout, with Fig, the bad kids, and their parents, with a special invitation for Ada and Garthy, have been one of the highlights of not just this Ada's life, but she assumed many of her past ones as well. The joy and peace she so often felt in Elmville, however, meant that when those feelings were shaken, it stuck out all the more. Ada stopped still in the hallway. The muttering registered first as feminine, and second, as she tilted forward and strained her ears, as Eowyn. Nerves danced across her chest. She wanted to like Eowyn, and tried very, very hard to do so. She was Adine's sister, and clearly adored by her. In addition, she was a very powerful, abjurative wizard, and Ada always enjoyed talking to other wizards. Unfortunately, she found the girl to be highly intimidating and not overall friendly. Adine told her not to take it personally. That was something she often struggled with. The bigger issue was that to get back to her door to the compass points, she'd have to cross the room Eowyn was clearly having some sort of issue in. Her fingers tangled together. Tiny sparks of flame flew from her nostrils as she took a long breath. "Just go in and say hi," she whispered to herself. "She won't get mad. Just say hi, listen for a minute, and then leave. It's fine." She straightened up, braced herself, almost too late remembering to drop her hands back to her sides, and strode into the living room. So clenched tight in preparation, she didn't even flinch when the couch cushion flew through the air and landed next to her leg. "I just had it," Eowyn muttered, clearly, even to Ada's ears, distressed. She was facing away, digging desperately through the blankets on the couch. "It's here somewhere. I just... Hello." With a yelp, Eowyn spun to face her. The anxiety in the air ruffled Ada's feathers, as literal as that statement got. It had taken her some time to learn. Other people did not, in fact, have feathers to ruffle. Immediately, Ada's hands tangled together again. Her talons clenched on the floor, so she was standing just slightly on tiptoe. "Sorry," Ada said. "I didn't startle you on purpose." Eowyn quickly shook her head. It didn't seem to be a no, but more like trying to shake away a feeling. "No, and I wasn't startled." Lie, Ada thought. "I was... Oh, it's nothing. I'm fine. I'll just..." Eowyn waved her hand in a motion that was too jerky to be reassuring. She turned back towards the couch and started sifting through the blankets again, much slower than before. with the way her shoulders were hunched beneath her sweater and the slight tremble of her hands, Ada didn't think she seemed fine at all. Flaming eyes tilted back and forth across the living room. It looked like the Leviathan after a bad storm. Her gaze landed on the doorway on the opposite side, thinking how very, very easy it would be to just slip past. Ada bit the inside of her cheek. She bounced briefly on the tips of her talons. "Are you looking for something?" she said. "What?" Eowyn looked back over her shoulder as if surprised Ada was still there. "You're clearly looking for something," Ada rephrased. She could feel tension from the tip of each of her wings through her shoulder blades. "Do you have locate object? It might be easier to find with locate object." Blonde brows drew together. "A divination spell? No, that was always Adine's racket." Ada blinked. A few definitions flew through her mind. "Adine pulled dishonest schemes with her spellcraft?" As Eowyn merely stared at her, she shook her head. "No, it was a turn of phrase." "I don't have it, is all I mean," Eowyn said. Ada nodded, her fingers gripped tighter. The door was right there. It would be so easy to just walk past. "I could cast it for you," she said instead. "If it's an object I'm familiar with, I can locate it within 30 feet if it's somewhere in the house. The yard might be a bit out of range." Eowyn blinked at her. "No charge?" she added, because she was trying very, very hard to be kind. "Is this something you usually charge for?" Unsure how to respond, Ada stared, silent. Eowyn turned to face her, one hand finding her hip and the other rubbing wearily at her face. "No, it's fine. You wouldn't know it. It's so stupid anyway. I'll find it eventually." There were many things Eowyn could have meant, Ada thought. It could be a signal that Eowyn wanted Ada to leave. On the other hand, she might be politely turning down the offer to save Ada the spell slot, but secretly wanted her to do it. The stupid might have referred to the object, which Ada may or may not actually know. And the finding of the object eventually seemed far counter to the torn-apart state of the living room, only leaving to imagination the rest of the house. Ada's fingers twitched. Her glowing eyes flared. A voice, cool and familiar, entered her mind. I'm embarrassed about what I'm looking for, and embarrassed how upset I am that I can't find it. I would really like to find it soon, because it is bringing me a great deal of stress to not know where it is." Ada's eyes dimmed. She breathed a little easier. "What was that?" Eowyn asked. "You should let me use locate object," Ada said firmly. "The house is very big and you tire easily. It is a much more efficient way to find it than searching everywhere. You don't need to find it embarrassing." A few moments of quiet. A line deepened between Eowyn's furrowed brows. "Did you go in my head?" Ada shifted.
You didn't even ask. You can't just do that to people."
Ada's clenched hands pulled tight against her stomach. She shook her head, resisting the urge to step back out into the hallway.
I didn't read your mind. I just...
"Just what?" Ada swallowed.
I was having trouble understanding what you wanted from me. Understand subtext. That was all."
Some part of her wanted to cast it again, if only to understand why the other girl was having this reaction. But she thought she could figure it out.
Adine had told her of the tower, of the elves' frequent violations of Eowyn's mind, and what they believed to be key information within. It was, Ada thought, a very reasonable motive for being defensive when it came to spellcraft of the like. "I'm sorry," Ada continued, bowing her head briefly. "I wasn't trying to upset you further. I was just confused. I won't do it again." Eowyn nodded, swiping briefly at her face. "My offer to help is still on the table, though." "Do you need to see what it was, then?" "No." With a short, watery sigh, Eowyn fell back on the couch, landing with a thump among the scattered pillows and blankets. "It's idiotic. I've torn the whole house apart. All for a stupid..." Her fingers found her forehead, pressing sharply. "I'm going to have to tell Adine I lost it." Slowly, with several false starts, Ada crossed the room and sunk down on the couch next to Eowyn. It was the side Eowyn had thrown the cushion off of, so the hard bars and springs beneath the fabric dug into her as she sat, her hands clenched around her kneecaps. "Are you in need of physical comfort?" "No, I'm not." "Okay." "I just..." She tilted her head up and gestured with her hands, sharp, painful-looking movements. "I've looked everywhere, even in the fucking freezer. I don't understand where it could have gone." Ada nodded. Eowyn was still talking, which meant she probably didn't want Ada to just leave. Probably. "If you don't want me to know, I can find someone else for you," Ada said, quiet. Eowyn sniffled. Startling as it was, it seemed at some point tears had flooded her eyes. Ada pulled her wings tighter against her back, careful not to touch the other girl. "No, I..." She let her face drop into her hands. "If you can find it before Adine gets home, I'd really appreciate it." "Okay, I can do that." She waited for a moment, too. "I will need a description of some kind, though." The sigh was muffled against her palms. "It's Alinor." "Alinor?" A nod. "My owl plushie." Ada took that in. After a moment, she said, as careful as she could, "I don't think that's anything to be embarrassed about. Plenty of people have stuffed animals." "Yeah, I know. We weren't allowed them as kids. Father said it fostered neediness. It feels so silly, but when I couldn't find her, I got so rattled. I didn't think I'd get this upset." "Yes, I understand." Eowyn sniffled again, moving to wipe the damp from her face. "Adine made her for me. I thought it was a stupid thing to waste time on, but she did it. She cut all the pieces and sewed it herself. She wouldn't even use mage hand. I was so worried when I saw how bruised her fingers were. She stayed up all night making it." Lips twitching into a soft smile, Ada said, "It sounds like she put a lot of care into it." "I love the stupid thing," Eowyn's voice strained. "Which feels idiotic to say, but I do. Adine made her for me, and I wouldn't trade her for the world. When she wasn't in our room, I completely panicked. I don't even know why." "She's a comfort object?"
"A what?"
"It's a thing that brings you..." Ada tilted her head. "Solace, when you have it." Eowyn looked at her, eyes searching as if trying to comprehend subtext of her own.
"I'm not a baby," she said shortly.
"I didn't imply you were. Lots of people have them. I read about it in a book.
Okay.
She lifted the edge of her sweater to dab at her face, heaving a short sigh.
That said, I'm crying over a toy.
I won't tell anyone, Ada said.
Thanks.
Do you want me to find it?
Yes, please. And thank you.
Deep orange glowed from Ada's eyes. Runes sprung from her fingers as she waved her hand. Halfway through the arc, an itch set in on her fingertips. Then stronger, like a tug. Her arms stopped. The runes vanished. It's in Rog's room, Ada said, as the glow died down, and she could see Eowyn clearly once again. Expression morphing into anger, Eowyn sprung from the couch.
Rog? That absolute snake! What is he doing with Olinar?
Hesitating, and unsure as to whether her role in this conversation had been completed, Ada nevertheless rose and followed Eowyn as she stormed through the house towards Rog's room. The door, cracking against the wall, made Ada jump. She was glad she wasn't on the other side of it.
Rog, where's my owl?
A sharp snort as Rog woke from his place on the bed.
Huh? Dude, what?
Ada crowded into the doorway just in time to see Eowyn jump onto the bed and start slapping at his muscular, uncovered bicep.
Dude! Give her back! Why'd you take her?
Rog let go of what Ada could now see was a medium-sized owl plushie with soft brown fabric and a blue belly. It had two half circles to represent closed eyes and a little yellow beak. It was, Ada had to admit, very adorable. It looked like it was made with great love.
Dude, sorry,
Rog said, still sounding shaken from being woke in such a rude manner.
Her wing got a little ripped. I was just trying to sew her back up.
Eowyn tore the stuffed animal away from him, inspecting it carefully.
You were fast asleep.
I sewed her up and then I got really sleepy. She's so cuddly. I didn't think you'd go looking for her that fast. After determining that no harm had been done to the precious toy, Eowyn pulled it against her face and took a long breath. Ada thought she was trying to calm herself with the scent. She herself had done the same thing with an old toy of Garthy's on long nights alone when she was a young child. Remembering it made something crack within her chest, something that was just as quickly healed by reminding herself where she was now and who she had with her. Eowyn let the toy drop just a little and hugged it ferociously. Already her shoulders were relaxing and some color had come back to her face.
I thought she got lost, she mumbled, face half hidden behind it.
Sorry, dude. Adine asked me to fix her up. She was worried you'd be upset if you found out.
I'm not upset, she muttered glumly.
You look upset. You look like you've been crying.
I haven't.
Rog's gaze shot over to Ada, still huddled in the doorway, as if for confirmation. Ada didn't want to betray Eowyn's trust, but she didn't want to lie either. So her lips merely pulled in a nervous smile. Rog nodded back, eyes squinting at the edges. I won't touch her again without telling you. Sorry. With a final breath, pushed out in a heavy sigh, Eowyn collapsed backwards onto the bed.
Okay, thanks.
You okay?
Tired, she said.
Rog nodded, rubbing sleepily at his face. You want me to carry you up to your room? A sound came from Eowyn's throat, something of a decline. Then,
can I stay here?
Yeah, bro, at least till dinner. No skipping meals.
Sure.
Ada shifted. She felt awkward just standing and watching in the doorway. Eowyn and Rog were close, she thought.
closer than she was to either of them. It felt like peeping, watching the quiet scene. Roggs seemed to notice and shot her a smile. Ada, you want to chill with us? My mom's cooking tonight. No, she said, with a brief shake of her head. I have some business on Leviathan. I should really go. Thank you, though.
Yeah, anytime, bruh. Seriously, doors always open.
Ada nodded and started to slide away from the doorway. A soft call of her name stopped her in her tracks. Eowyn stared at her from the bed. She was older than Ada, this Ada, maybe only by a few short months, but she was. But something very old in Ada's chest warmed at how open and young she looked, eyes wide, an owl clutched against her. Ada, Eowyn said again. Her words faltered. Thank you. It was very kind of you to help me. She nodded once. Maybe I can repay the favor. The smile on Ada's face shifted into something more genuine. No repayment needed. I was happy to. Eowyn smiled back, something soft and watery. Ada pulled away, catching a last glance of Rog shifting so Eowyn could lie down next to him. As she moved down the hallway, talons clacking against the wood, she heard him say, "Breakfast and lunch today?" Then, "Good. Good job, man." The warmth burned within Ada's chest as she made her way up the stairs, then towards the closet door that would lead her back to the Leviathan. In truth, part of her wanted to stay. It always did. But she would return tomorrow, and the day after. And she knew, this time, that she had one more friend waiting for her. The end. Thank you for listening.